From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the dynamic duo who make up the trench.
Get in the trench.
John and Lance.
Welcome back here. We're not in the trench.
Oh,
we're in the
my bench. God. I did not see this.
Did you see? Well, let me finish off this John Ruiz story.
Tell people who John Ruiz
is. John Ruiz is the guy, is the big donor for University of Miami. He had a SPAC that he said was worth $89 billion. Not so
what
much.
What was value? I guess
his
the
company
valuation
was valued at $33 billion on paper, the second largest SPAC of all time. Well, it has lost roughly 93% of its share value since its IPO in 2022. It was trading below $1 for 30 consecutive days on NASDAQ, and NASDAQ is going to delist it. He has missed his payments now, his NIL payments to the University of Miami. He constructed the Final Four team. He paid Nigel Pack $800,000 to transfer from Kansas State, and he gave Isaiah Wong $100,000 to incentivize him to stay put. He has deals with Hannah and Haley Cavender, twin influencers who transferred to Miami from Fresno State before leaving collegiate athletics earlier this year. Have you seen them?
Oh, yeah. They're huge.
They're talented.
Yeah, but I don't know. You better have already gotten your money, and even if you did, it's no problem for the players. But I think it wouldn't shock me if Ruiz is sued for. The question would be, did he take the money that investors had in the SPAC? The SPAC is going to be a group of investors. Did he take that money and basically move it to Miami and just pay players? Because if he did, that's a misuse of funds.
Dude's in trouble if he did that.
That's a misuse of funds. If they find that, and he's going to prison. You know, if they find something like that, he's been delisted. He's lost, what'd you say, 93% of his company's value?
Yeah.
Like, Miami's screwed. All the promises he's made, that's gone. There's no way he can pay those. My guy, John Daspit, he keeps getting bigger and stronger and better. He hasn't done crazy deals like that, but he did do a $1 million deal and he's already done the check. I think he's already written one half of the check, and he's going to write the other half, I believe, because they're doing an entire NIL deal with all University of Houston. There's a photo shoot for them coming up, I think, on the 26th, and he's got a photo shoot with University of Texas, and then he's going to do one with Georgia. So he takes care of offensive linemen.
He does.
Daspit for that.
Well, that's how you win football games.
Yeah. But, no, that's the thing, though. With this NIL stuff, this is one of the things that are going to happen is you kind of want to know where your money's coming from too. If you're the universities, although you're not supposed to have direct contact with it, but my gosh, if you find out, even if you're not supposed to be directly involved with it at the school, this Ruiz thing, you have so much of Miami's NIL stuff has been Ruiz.
If I'm Kansas State, I'm reading this story and I'm going, you can't do that. You can't offer Nigel Pack $800,000 to transfer. This is illegal, everybody. Do we not understand this? You cannot offer a kid at a school. It's poaching. And you can't. And oh, by the way, NIL was not. It's not.
Bring a case up. The only way you're going to get it is precedence.
Well,
somebody's got to get sued.
Well, so at some point, we got to start and say, this is what's wrong with college athletics right now. You can't poach players and incentivize them to go to universities. You can't recruit them with NIL dollars, and you can't poach them from schools. And that's happening everywhere. Let me ask you this question.
How did it not happen before? It was already happening, but now why is it even more widespread?
Because of NIL. No laws.
Well, no, it's 100% could change. John.
It's not
if
changing.
You just institute a
because
rule.
There's no teeth with John, the NCAA.
Institute a rule where you can no longer transfer unless your coach leaves. You have to sit out 1 year like you did before.
Well.
And redshirt. John, it would stop
coaching. The
players
would sue and say. And
no, then take it to court and make them
sue. Well,
then
a coach can't leave a school with any years left on his contract.
No, you say a player
you
can leave
for a year,
if your coach leaves. I don't know. Hey, maybe that's fine, too. I like that rule, too, actually,
I like that
John.
Rule, too, actually.
I like that rule, too. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. But if you want to stop this, you put a one-year barrier, and you know how much poaching would stop? It would stop a lot. Now, graduate, you know, the graduate stuff is still a great opportunity. The graduate transfer, that's great for a lot of players. You don't have to sit out if you're a graduate transfer. Once you graduate from a school, if you still have eligibility, you go right to any school that you want to. That happens a lot. The poaching stuff would stop if there was a one-year impediment. It really would.
Yeah.
Now, if you say a player can leave if his head coach leaves, I'm sure the player could also say, well, I only came here because of the assistant coach. But you got to set some rules. But if you set that as a guideline, a lot of the issues you're talking about would leave.
Yep. So yesterday I saw Jairus Walker. He was on ESPN, as a matter of fact. They were interviewing him and where he is going to go. Here is Kelvin Sampson talking about Jairus Walker.
They're getting somebody that's going to be really good. Jairus is not, you know, I've talked to so many. This time of year you start talking to the presidents and the vice presidents, the GMs. During the year you talk to the scouts, but you can tell the teams that are really serious about him. I can't tell you who they are because they all swear me to confidentiality. But, you know, Jairus is not an alpha. He's not an all-star anytime soon. But he's a great piece. There's some players that can only help a bad team because they're volume shooters. Then there's some players that can help a really good team. You know, Jairus averaged 11 points and I think 7 rebounds, 6.5 rebounds, something. I think he'll average that no matter where he is, whether it's in college or the NBA. He's not a 20-point guy. He's not a double-double guy. He's going to lead them in hockey assists. He's going to be a matchup problem off the bounce if they play. He can be a small ball five. He can be a traditional four. But he also can be a big three. So I think the world's his oyster right now. It depends on what you look for. I think Jairus is one of those guys that, you know, he's still only 19. You know, when he's 20, 21, I was telling somebody yesterday, you know, if I could have had him one more year, I think people would have seen him stretch his game out. But unfortunately, these freshmen, they're gone, and his growth will be in the NBA.
I really do wish more players would stay for 2 years. I think it would really benefit them as players. But I understand the concept of starting the pay scale early, because that's one, you know what I mean? It makes sense financially.
Well, you can make $800,000 like Nigel Pack did. Okay, I'm going to stay.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, if you made that kind of money and stayed 1 year, you really would make, like, Jairus Walker one more year with Kelvin Sampson.
Would make more money, maybe. Well, of course, okay, so he's under over 6.5. Under or over?
Over. I think he's more 7 and 8, yeah. Have you seen 6.5? I saw that.
I got it from Shapiro yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's what I had, too. I hadn't looked at
it yet. It's 6.5. His number is 6.5.
Huh.
Well, Bilal Coulibaly is 11.5. Go under. He is shooting up draft boards. He's the guy that plays with Wembanyama. And he is going to be, well, you can't, because you can't bet in the NFL. By the way, the NFL put up, well, we'll get to that. Would Jairus Walker be a nice fit here with the Rockets?
I was thinking about it. I think there's some replication with Jabari Smith. So I don't really think he's.
Talent. Jabari can stand outside more, and
they're both 3-4s. Yeah. Like, they're both, neither one of them's a true four. Both of them are shot blockers.
I think Jairus could be a true four, and especially defensively.
Yeah, but one of the things he said, which Kelvin is extremely honest, is he's not an alpha. And I think you see that sometime on the court where he doesn't take over. Like, Kelvin will really tell it. Kelvin gives it to you raw. He said, well, he's not an alpha, and he won't be an all-star anytime soon. That not an alpha thing, what he's telling you is he's not a guy that is I don't think he's going to be a guy that is really going to take on the physical part. And he's not a physical guy when you watch him on the court, despite his size. I don't think he can defend fours. I think Jabari can.
He's
got a physical body.
He doesn't
body.
Play to his body. But I think he's going to be a really, really good defender in the NBA.
But is he going to be a tough defender, a physical defender?
Yes, that's I think what he takes. Is.
You got to have some of that
as he gets bigger and stronger.
But is he a tough kid? Like, that's not a bigger and stronger thing.
I tell you, a lot of it is your mentality. I heard the best story about how he was raised.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell the story, but Coach, I was with Coach last week. He told the best story about Jairus Walker.
Are you also sworn to secrecy?
I'm not sworn to secrecy, but I think it was just a story that he told. I don't know that he wants it public, whatever. But I heard the best story. The kid was brought up right. He is going to be a solid, solid citizen. He is going to be a solid, solid player. I think coach hit it on the head, the kind of player. I was waiting for a guy that was going to take over, yeah, be dominant, you know, because when we heard about Jairus Walker coming to University of Houston, it was like, oh, my God, this guy's one of the top five players in the country. And I was expecting a lot more. I think he is just going to be that kind of just solid, that the kind of guy that you need, a role player that you need.
Okay, but this is what bothers me about players going early to the NBA. And it's not going to change. It's been going on. A guy like Jairus Walker, who coach says he's not an alpha. So one of the things I have seen with NFL players in talking to coaches from teams and talking to scouts and stuff like that is actually you do have situations where guys start off this way, first year, second year, third year, and become leaders. And really, there's a seismic shift in the way they view themselves as leaders, and they become more confident, and they grow into a leadership role. I think one of the concerns I would have about the NBA is you take a player like Jairus Walker, who has five-star body composition and body types, and he has all the elements that we talked about, and you have coach who's very honest saying he's not an alpha. Well, that's true. I mean, he knows him better than we do. But what if Jairus Walker were there 3 years, which he wouldn't be, but let's just say he were there for 3 years. It's not crazy that he grows into a more assertive player, a player who is, yeah. You know, can you do that in the NBA on the fly when you step into a league with more grown men? Like, do you kind of have some arrested development?
Well, look at Jabari. He was a lead, and he was thought to be, he's going to come in here, and he's going to teach everybody. He can't do that in the NBA.
Well, no, not right away. No. But I do think Jabari has number one. He was the number one there.
Yeah.
I think Jabari has number one
mentality.
He's got
to play like that.
And, but he's tough. He's mentally tough, and he is physically. He needs to get stronger, but everything you're saying about Jairus Walker, I think, is Jabari Smith. He had a ton of block shots. I think he's very physical. He's got to grow into his body. Jairus Walker has the body. I just don't know if he'll ever be a physical player, like a really tough physical player. I'm not saying he's soft. Not by any stretch. I'm just saying, does he have that next level toughness? I think that's going to be interesting.
All right, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with. You've been talking about John Dasbitt. Okay. Do you want to talk about John Dasbitt or not?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do want to talk about John Dasbitt. And I want to tell you that John Dasbitt is here to make sure that you are taken care of. John Dasbitt has been, listen, he's rock solid with all his NIL commitments because he's rock solid with his business. They take on a bunch of different clients, and yet that's why they have a ton of different lawyers. Their lawyers are extremely skilled and talented at making sure they understand when you've been injured through someone else's negligence, and maybe it's a large group of people, maybe it's just, you know, a single person. They understand what medical bills typically look like, what the physical therapy will look like for injuries, what time missed working, how long that could end up impacting you, and they'll make sure they get you a settlement that is fair. They're not looking to do anything outrageous, you know, where it doesn't make any sense, but they do understand what a strong settlement looks like for you, not for the other side. They're standing up for you and for your rights, someone who's been injured, and that's why I love John Dasbitt, because they will bully the bullies out there trying to take advantage of you when you were minding your own business and were injured. So make sure that John Dasbitt, you have this phone number. It's easy to remember, but if you want to put it in your phone, you can do that today. 713-CALL-NOW. 713-CALL-NOW, or go to the website right now and find out more about John Dasbitt and the Dasbitt Law Firm at DASPITlaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm an idea man, Chuck.
What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it! Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise.
One of the best things that's happened here in Houston is the arrival of QC Kinetics. Their amazing regenerative medicine treatments have helped so many people with lasting joint pain to find relief. No surgeries, no drugs, no downtime. Lance Zierlein here. The demand for QC treatments is very strong. They're opening yet another clinic, this time in Cypress, while expanding treatment capacity in the Woodlands, the Heights, and in Sugarland, with more locations on the way. QC Kinetics is an absolute game changer. My wife experienced it for herself. She is now training for the Berlin Marathon, and she hasn't been running at all since the Boston Marathon because of a knee issue, and yet QC Kinetics has her back on the road to recovery to run yet another marathon. They really get into the joints with chronic joint pain, and they regenerate and restore damaged tissue. That's why you can get your life back and be active once again. Call 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. QC Kinetics in Sugar Land, the Woodlands, the Heights, and now Cypress.
Since her debut in 1979, Spanish Flower has been serving historians and creating memories for more than four decades. Now, Spanish Flower has three locations to better serve you, with the original 24-hour location on North Main, a second location on the North Highway, and now their brand new location on Durham and Washington Avenue. Take the family for dinner, stop by for lunch with colleagues, or even guys' night out to watch the game. Spanish Flower, a Houston staple for 45 years and counting.
Guys, May and June are busy months. Need a unique gift for your mom, wife, kids, teacher, or a grad? This is Megan with Magpies Gifts. For over 30 years, Magpies has been Houston's source for home decor, women's clothing, accessories, and jewelry. Visit us at magpiesgifts.com. Because of our growth, we've partnered with HR&P for all things human resources and payroll. HR&P handles the heavy lifting so we can focus on growing our business.
Let HR&P customize a plan for your business. Get started at hrp.net.
WTF, I can't believe I ate that whole burger.
You crushed that double meat.
I don't understand how you can eat like that and stay so thin.
So unfair.
It's gotta be the high metabolism I inherited. Speaking of metabolism, gotta go hit the El Baño, BRB.
Have you ever noticed that she always goes to the bathroom after she eats?
She does, doesn't she? You don't think she's...
You see how much she eats and how skinny she is. I mean, I'm not saying... I'm just saying.
Well, come on. We're going to go intervene. We can't just sit here and let our best friend throw her life away. Jamie, come on. Open the door. We know what you're doing.
I'll be right out. Give me a freaking minute.
Jamie, we're your friends. You can talk to us about anything.
I'm not going to let you ruin your life.
The Astros don't make a trade.
I knew it. You're listening to that ESPN 97.5 sports station, aren't you?
No, I was just going to the bathroom.
I can't believe it.
Jamie, give me the radio.
No, I can't.
Give me the radio!
ESPN 97.5. Mix in a sandwich every now and then. Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Summer can be a little slow in the world of sports, so to speed things up a little bit, this is the meth segment with John and Lance.
This is not the meth segment.
We're not doing anything with meth.
We're not doing... Who told him to say we're going to do meth this segment?
No idea. By the way, Stephen Sims is going to give us a call. He was supposed to call yesterday. He'll call today at 9:30. Football camp coming up for kids. So if you got a kid that you want to get active in the I think he's having it at Danny Arnold's place, which is there's an indoor and an outdoor. I don't know where Steven's having it, but he's with the Houston Texans now. So this is a guy who's going to be fighting for a roster spot this year at the wide receiver position. So we can talk to him a little bit about his journey around the NFL. He's played for Washington, I believe, not Carolina. I'll have to see where the other spot was, but this is his third team, and He's looking forward to competing for a spot with the Texans, so we'll see how he does.
We will see how he does.
It's not a deep wide receiving. I mean, there's a lot of competition there, but it's not a deep wide receiving core.
So there's five guys.
They could keep six.
They might keep six. Okay, so
depends on how they view running back and tight end, how many they keep.
So we know it's going to be Nico.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be Tank. We know it's going to be Mechie. We know it's going to be Robert Woods.
Yep.
We know... who else do we know?
Well, let me see who else we know. That's just the whole thing. I don't think we know anything outside of that. I mean, I can give you some names that you think could make it. And Steven Sims he's had catches in the NFL. So Xavier Hutchinson probably makes it. Noah Brown, Xavier Hutchinson, Amari Rodgers, Jalen.
So Kent, Noah Brown makes five.
Jared Wendt. I mean, there's a lot of these guys.
Xavier Hutchinson makes six.
Steven Sims, Tank Dell, Jalen Camp has been a guy who's been on there. He's a high traits guy.
Amari
from Georgia
Rogers.
Tech. He had some good moments last year. But that's really going to be tough for him because you got Tank Dell and John Mechie at the same position. So it may be tough for Amari Rodgers. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting group because Noah Brown.
It's not.
It's going to be Steven Sims is going to have his work cut out for him, as is Amari Rodgers and Jalen Camp, because you got two draft picks. You got Robert Woods, who's a free agent signing. John Metchie coming back, Nico Collins, and then you got Noah Brown, free agent signing, Tank Dell draft pick, Xavier Hutchinson draft pick. I mean, there's six guys right there. If you don't keep six, and that means either Noah Brown's getting cut or Xavier Hutchinson's ending up on either the practice squad or IR or the injured reserve. Because remember, there's guys who end up on injured reserve too, and it's not like there's never injuries. We see injuries a lot of times too, so that's why it's important to get out there and scrap. Juice Scruggs listed right now with the starters, at least on our lads, but I don't know. I think the battle between he and Questenberry could be an interesting one. Because Questenberry's a little better athlete, and he's a veteran, so we'll see what happens. We don't know what's happening with Kenyon Green. We do know what's happening. He had surgery, and he's still trying to make it back. Kenyon Green needs to show up in shape. Kenyon Green is going to have to, I think, change some body type a little bit. He's going to have to take some baby fat off and add more lean mass and lean muscle mass if he wants to stay healthy and if he wants to be at his best. This is a huge year for Kenyon Green this year. Really, year three is probably going to be the bigger year. But, boy, I sure would like to have enough positive play on the field to feel good headed into year three and not feel like we felt with who was our guy at left guard? Came in and started off well and then just went downhill. I'll pull it up for you. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I was just thinking about Charlie Heck. I was thinking about Charlie Heck and what a wonderful career he's having, if you want to know the truth. Dude has been...
Max Sharping is who I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He started off...
Max started off good. He
started off very well.
And then, like, it was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, but he was, a third rounder?
Yeah.
This is a first rounder.
No, Max is a second rounder.
He was second? Yeah. This is a first rounder. The 15th pick overall. He needs to play better. He needs to play really well this year. He needs to come back. He needs to come back stronger. He needs to not get overwhelmed, not get bulled over. He needs to pass block better. He needs to have a much bigger year than
that. Sounds like everything.
Yeah. You know, he needs to do it all.
You named everything an offensive lineman needs to do, and you said he needs to do it better. Literally everything.
Man, dude, what a great career Charlie Heck is having, isn't he? A fourth rounder. He's going to his fourth year in the NFL, and he just has been the swing guy tackle. For you.
There's nothing wrong with being a swing tackle.
No.
Swing tackle's like being a sixth starter in the NFL.
Especially
Or like being a sixth starter or fifth starter is what a swing tackle is. There's
especially if Laramie Tunsil has another fingernail that hurts him or something.
Yeah, he played all year. Give him a break last year.
No, he did last year.
No, being a swing tackle is you make your money. You know, he's Andy Heck's son. He's an offensive line coach's son. He's a pretty good athlete. Decent strength, getting stronger, you know. I wouldn't mind my son growing up to be a swing tackle.
No.
Those guys.
Your kids might
I'd rather him grow up to be a second quarterback.
You might have to eat.
Yeah, I don't have anybody that's trending in that direction.
No. Your kids are sticks. You look more like Kevin Durant than they look like Charlie Heck.
And my son, Alec, who had all his wisdom teeth taken out, he said in pickup games, they call him, he's been called Durant before.
Yeah.
He's because I got that shot. I'm like,
no, because you got that body. It ain't because you got that shot.
He does have a nice shot, I'm telling you.
Stevenson.
Alec can shoot.
Alec can shoot?
My kids can shoot. They don't defend, and they're very poor defenders, and they're not great in terms of trying to take people to the basket. The first step is not lightning quick.
Taking a break here. Steven Sims going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, he's joining us now. Well, right now, I'm just talking about her. I'm talking about Doc Manavis. I'm talking about just how good she is. It's unbelievable what she does. Listen, if you have problems, urinary problems, if you're going to the bathroom too often at night, she is the person to go and see because you could have an enlarged prostate. And if you have an enlarged prostate, they used to go and they put it up you and then they open up the blade and then they cut your, it's awful what they used to do when you had an enlarged prostate. It's not what they do now. Now it's just basically, I'm telling you, all you're going to do is get a a needle, and you are going to have, it is so easy for you to take care of this right now. She's taking care of, she said 100% of her patients are being, are having success rate. And 100% of patients with erectile dysfunction that have come to Doc Manavis with BPH have complete resolution of their ED. It is so good. I'm telling you, all you're going to, it's just an IV. All it is, an IV, and you are getting rid of that. So if you have an enlarged prostate, the one place that you have to go, 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
You've been enjoying ESPN 97.5. Time for you to tell a friend about this brilliance.
He tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Want to get FDA-approved generic Viagra sent to your door and get your first month free? FreeRexMD.com has made the process incredibly simple. Here's what FreeRexMD.com patients are saying.
The process was really easy. You go online, you answer the medical questions. I didn't have to call a doctor. They made it fast and simple.
I order it. The medication is at my house within a couple of days.
I can tell my wife is happier. I am definitely much happier.
Your consultation is free, your shipping is free, and your first month is free. Generic Viagra starting at just $2 per tablet at FreeRexMD.com.
My partner thinks that I am a rock star.
It's life-changing. It's literally life-changing.
I wish I hadn't waited as long as I did.
Go to FreeRexMD.com to get started right now and get your first month free. That's FreeRexMD.com.
It's Jeremy Branham, and I have to tell you about two of my favorite things, Gentlemen and baseball. Gentle Bend is now inside of Minute Maid Park. If you've been looking for a reason to try Gentle Bend, you should have done it a long time ago, but now's your chance to do it at Minute Maid Park. The new Gentle Bend Bar, just to the left of the Crawford boxes, right when you walk in from Union Station. Make sure you get your hands on some Gentle Bend. And it's been a great pleasure of mine to tell you about Gentle Bend, because the vodka, best in the state, the gin, best in the market, bourbon, the double platinum winner at the prestigious Ascot Awards. Gentle Bend uses their innovative, state-of-the-art Percedo craft technology that makes them better in purity, aroma, and taste than your favorite brand of vodka, gin, or bourbon. It is smooth. It is clean. It eliminates the burn. Don't labor through your drink. Work through your drink. Enjoy it. Savor it. You can do that with Gentle Bend. You can find it right now at your favorite liquor stores, Total Wine, Specs, many of the other local stores as well, or head to the tasting room in Alvin. Sit back with good company and raise a glass to the very best Gentle Bend.
When you need AC help, you need Century Air Solutions. They not only specialize in conventional air conditioning, but they also design and install high-efficiency geothermal systems made by water furnace that can help you save up to 70% on your monthly energy bills. If you're looking to save on the energy bills of your home or business, visit them today at CenturyAirSolutions.com or give them a call at 281-516-9974 to start designing the geothermal solution that's perfect for you. That's CenturyAirSolutions.com or 281-516-9974.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing literally drives your message straight to your target audience, boosting brand recognition and increasing sales and revenue. Are you ready to reach more customers and get ahead of the competition? Then call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
The preambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans wide receiver Steven Sims joining us right now to help you get better, all right? Kids need Steven Sims out there.
We got football camp giving back in the community.
That's
Steven
right.
is going to be busy trying to make this football team. He's comes over from the Pittsburgh Steelers, played in 19 and 20 for Washington, played last year for Pittsburgh Steelers, and now he is with the Houston Texans. And he's got and I've seen Steven a few times over at Plex over at Danny Arnold's place. And I know Steven right now has a football camp also he wants to tell you about. Steven, first of all, welcome to the show. before we get into some football talk, I want to ask you about the camp that you have coming up and who can take part in the camp. When is it? And give us the details of your football camp coming up, your clinic.
Well, good morning. I appreciate y'all having me on the show. The camp is this Saturday, June 24th. It's at Travis High School, Harlem Road. 10 to 16 is the age group. You can log in or sign up under my Instagram page or Danny Arnold, Flex Athlete. The link is in our bio. You just sign up. It's free. It's a free camp to register for. So come on out. You know, want everybody to come out, have a good time, and learn, you know, learn a little more about football.
Where is it, Steven?
It's at Travis High School, Fort Bend Travis High School.
Okay.
That's where you played. That's where you're from.
Yeah, that was my high school. Yeah, my high school when I came up. So
you went to
it's exciting.
You went to Kansas, played at Kansas, had some lean years. Do you know what? Kansas looked pretty good last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did look real good last year. I'm glad for the program to see that it's on the uptrend, and you know, the guys they're building. It's good to see. You know, I'm happy to see that. Kansas fans waited a long time.
Yeah, they got Jalen Daniels, who is special, man. That dude just changed the program. It is certainly a different look for them. What about you here back in the city of Houston after traveling around in the NFL? What made you sign with the Texans this year?
Just, you know, it was a great opportunity to come home, be home with my family, and just, you know, have an opportunity to solidify a role for myself and carve out a role for myself in the return world and in the receiver room. And, you know, me being from here, that kind of made it a little bit easier, you know, to make the choice. Like, yeah, I get to come home to my son and my family every day and, you know, be around them. It's definitely going to be fun.
Yeah, is it, you know, you've got some competition, obviously, in camp, and you've seen these guys, Amari Rodgers, Tank Dell. You're looking at trying to make the roster. What do you do to try to stand out in camp? Because you do have some experience over guys like Hutchinson and Dell, who are the rookies, but they were draft picks. But you've played on a couple different teams. You've been in the league now for three different years. What do you think helps you stand out at your particular position and with your experience?
I just think, you know, my veteran presence in the room. Like you said, been in the league, I know the system, just my special team role, just a lot, you know, it's a lot of things. Those guys are great players. It's going to be fun to, you know, compete against everyone. But, you know, I really don't, you know, look into or get into all that anymore. You know, that's another thing I've taken with my journey along in the NFL. Is just like, I'm not really competing with anyone but myself, you know, and just doing what I know I can do. And if I do that, then everything else is going to take care of itself.
So far, how has it been? And, you know, do you feel like you've stood out? Do you feel like you're making some strides here under D'Amico?
Yeah, I do. Definitely think I made some strides, made some plays. That, you know, show them that I have the capability. And just, you know, when I get the chance in preseason with kick return and punt return, just, you know, solidify that and show that, I think I'll be all right.
Steven Sims with us here. He's got a camp. It's this Saturday. It's at Travis High School. Go, what's your Facebook page?
My Instagram page, Steven Sims Jr., Steven.Sims Jr., just my name.
Steven.Sims Jr.
Yep.
And you can sign up there, and it's absolutely free.
Also,
for the kids.
Plex Athlete is the other one through Danny's site.
Yes,
it's absolutely free.
Danny Arnold is helping me run it. He's my trainer in the off season, so he's helping me run the camp as well. It's in his bio under his page too. That Plex Athlete.
What are you working on with Danny over at Plex?
Quickness, you know, explosiveness, everything. You know, same old stuff. We've been at it for years now.
Are you getting any faster? Do you need to get faster? What's the how do you work on explosiveness and getting off the line faster?
It's resisted a lot for me. It's a lot of resisted runs, 1080 runs, releases, and things like that. Pushing sleds. It's a machine. I forget the name of it. Danny pushing me on it almost every day. I hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah, it's like we do a lot of single leg work, a lot of single leg squat, explosive work, things like that.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It's great work over there at Flex, man. It's great work over there at Flex. My son's going to start going there soon. He's been there already, but he's getting of age to where he's really starting to understand everything. So he's about to start going train with me as well.
How old is he?
He's 4 now.
He's 4 and you're starting him working over at Plex?
He does like little the ladder and just like little cone stuff. Danny will make him run the cone down and then come get another cone and run it. Little simple stuff. He's building them up. He's building them up. That's all it is.
First of all, I know that you, this is how I know your kids are all out of the house, because you don't remember how important it is to tire kids down.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you tire him out and he's out for the night, right?
You got to tire him out. He's at school now, so they're doing the job right now.
Well, that's great. So the family had been here while you were up in Pittsburgh. That had to be hard.
Yeah, you know, they'll come out when they could. My girlfriend and my son would come out for weeks at a time and things like that. But it wasn't, you know, I didn't just move them there. So it's definitely different. It's going to be fun. I'm glad to have my son around the game even more. I think it's going to be good.
Yep. Well, Steven, we appreciate you coming on. We wish you the best of luck in camp, trying to make that roster. Welcome back to the city of Houston. And thanks for giving back. Also, it's going to be at Travis High School, so make sure that you check out Steven Sims, his Instagram page, or Plex Athletes Instagram page. Sign up through the link in the bio, and you got a free camp. That's pretty cool for parents who want to send their kids out ages between 10 and 16. That's going to be this Saturday. All the information on the link in those Instagram pages. Steven, thanks for joining us. Good luck. And
keep on grinding. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, there it is right there. ESPN, Steven Sims right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, wrapping it up because we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Your Astros coming through with the 4-2 win. Fromber looked great. Fromber came up with the biggest outing of the season so far. Stop the bleeding. That's what a stopper has to do. He has to come in, and when the team needs him the most, he came through against a Hall of Famer in Justin Verlander. Alex Bregman with the homer, a couple of hits for Yiner Diaz. The big story, Yiner Diaz. I mean, it might have been the biggest story of the game is that Yiner Diaz hits cleanup in front of Jose Abreu.
That is a really big deal.
That's a huge deal. I mean, but finally, there's no way he doesn't play Yiner tonight, right? There's no way, right?
No.
There's just no way, right? Abreu struck out 3 times, then he had an infield hit. Or a ball that goes off the glove. Yiner at first base, Yiner behind the plate.
At some point, it's
thought to be easier to catch Javier, right?
I don't know. Is that the thought? I just know this much. One guy's got an over 1,000 OPS and a .327 batting average this month, and that's Diaz. And at some point, it's going to get very difficult. Now, they're actually playing Diaz quite a bit. Like, Diaz is getting some games in. But at some point, it's going to turn into Diaz has to have regular reps. Whether it's DH, first base, catcher, you need to have Yiner Diaz in the – because he's a top six hitter right now for you. He needs to be in your top six lineup. Frankly, even when you have Altuve and Pena and Bregman and Yordan and Tucker, probably Diaz 6. I don't see how you don't hit him ahead of Abreu. This is a big sample size now. Goes all the way back to last year on Abreu.
He did. You got to give Dusty credit. I mean, he is.
No, he did.
He is not apt to put a rookie in the cleanup spot ahead of a veteran. He did bat. You got to give him credit. He batted Pena 2nd last year, and it ran it all the way through the playoffs. For whatever reason, this year, we can't do that. I don't know why we can't bat Altuve 1st and Pena 2nd and then Tucker and then Bregman. Bregman, his OPS in the cleanup spot is unbelievable. I don't know why we can't do this anymore. We just won a World Series doing it. I don't know why.
It's none of your business, frankly.
No, it is my business. This is exactly my business.
It's not your business.
This is exactly, talking about sports is the business I've been in for 30 years
Yeah,
now.
But it's not 35 your business.
Years now.
It's not your business.
No, it absolutely is. That's exactly my business. So
okay, you say so.
Yeah. So yeah, We're going to take a break, and we've got some good news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Houston attorneys. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City. CordellCordell.com.
Hey guys, it's Dave at SiteJab. By now you've heard our commercials all over ESPN Radio how SiteJab can help your business grow with websites. Well, we just don't do websites. We do full-service marketing. That's anything from TV, radio, any kind of social media platform like getting your ads on TikTok. Once again, this is SiteJab. Let us help your business grow. Call us, 713-999-4661. That's 713-999-4661. SiteJab, building brands, creating leads.
Since her debut in 1979, Spanish Flower has been serving historians and creating memories for more than four decades. Now, Spanish Flower has three locations to better serve you, with the original 24-hour location on North Main, a second location on the North Highway, and now their brand new location on Durham and Washington Avenue. Take the family for dinner, stop by for lunch with colleagues, or even guys' night out to watch the game. Spanish Flower, a Houston staple for 45 years and counting.
One of the best things that's happened here in Houston is the arrival of QC Kinetics. Their amazing regenerative medicine treatments have helped so many people with lasting joint pain to find relief. No surgeries, no drugs, no downtime. Lance Zierlein here. The demand for QC treatments is very strong. They're opening yet another clinic, this time in Cypress, while expanding treatment capacity in the Woodlands, the Heights, and in Sugar Land, with more locations on the way. QC Kinetics is an absolute game changer. My wife experienced it for herself. She is now training for the Berlin Marathon, and she hasn't been running at all since the Boston Marathon because of a knee issue, and yet QC Kinetics has her back on the road to recovery to run yet another marathon. They really get into the joints with chronic joint pain, and they regenerate and restore damaged tissue. That's why you can get your life back and be active once again. Call 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. QC Kinetics in Sugar Land, the Woodlands, the Heights, and now Cypress.
All right, time for me to talk about HRP, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. We use them. We love them. If you want to call up here and ask Laura about them, she will tell you about them. She's our CFO, and she's going to give glowing reviews of what they do. You hear guys like Marcus on here, Chad Clay, Marcus Piavla, all these guys who own businesses here, and they talk about HRP, and they talk about what they do for their business. You know, there's a lot of admin companies, but those admin companies, you know what they do is they are going to bring you your payroll and your HR, but they're also going to give you their benefits packages, their insurance packages, and that's where they're making all kinds of money on you. That's not what HRP does. They do the HR, and they do the payroll, and they're going to give you choices on which is best for you, for your 401ks, for your insurance, all of that stuff. They are going to they just do HR and payroll, and that's all, and they're not going to just kill you on the other stuff. So it's best for your business if you go with HRP. That's what we say. You make the decision yourself. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
A new research, Lance, says drinking cow urine is unfit for humans.
I knew that research was going to come out at some point.
Did we need that research? Really?
I mean, did you know for sure it was bad for you?
Have you ever had the urge to drink cow urine?
No, I haven't. But if you just put me on Earth as somebody who I didn't grow up on Earth, I grew up on another planet, and you said, and I said, hey, Earthling, what is the beverage that you swallow whenever you're a baby? And you said, do you see that cow over there? And you see what's hanging down off the cow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just drink that. And they'd have been like, you drink from the cow's hanging down TT thing?
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, yeah. And that's considered good?
Yeah, I know. Who started that, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, I'm in on it.
Yeah.
It's not like I don't get it, but yeah. It is weird that we say breast milk. Ugh. Cow milk. Delicious. Can I make a milkshake out of this?
Right. And we do. And we do. We make a lot of stuff out of it.
How about a roux? Butter, flour. Okay, so no, we can use milk and a roux.
We can use the tea liquid, but the urine we're out of.
Well, yes.
Right.
Yes. And to be fair, I was out on this before the research came out.
Yeah, me too. I never had the
urine. I wasn't really waiting for this research.
Yeah.
I mean, has it solidified it? Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Did you see the nice little story of the worker for the Astros who lost his World Series ring?
I did. Did he get it back?
He got it back. An 8-year-old found it.
People retweeted it. Yeah.
People. An 8-year-old found it and gave it to his dad. And then the dad, he was his Father's Day present to his dad. And then the dad said, hey, wait a minute. Look at this story. Maybe this is, he thought it was a replica.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah. I'd have been wearing it around all the time. Like, yeah. Man.
And then he goes, oh, wait. No, it's a real, it's the hey, real one.
Whose was it? Was it Breggy? Is it, who no. is it? Is it Breggy? Is it Pena? Martinez or Alvarado or
Arredondo
something like that.
Yeah, Arredondo. Right, or whatever. Or maybe that's the
was
guy
he
who
a
found
reliever?
Hey, everybody got their name. Did you see Michael Malone's new tat? He's got whatever Max the Miner tattoo on his arm now. Michael Malone now is as a partier.
Who is Max the Miner?
Max the Miner, I guess, is their Maxie the Miner holding the Larry O'Brien trophy. He's their mascot or something. I don't know. Something. But Michael Malone is seems like a partier. That's a guy I want to hear some stories from Michael Malone.
No, he's 100%.
How about this? A guest in Las Vegas, $1 million, 3 jackpots in 48 hours on the strip. $1 million in 3 jackpots.
God, I hate that person.
How about that? $400,000.
That's how you know I'm a hater.
I know.
I hate somebody who made money.
And it was...
It's not my money. It's not like they took it from me.
No.
I just hate.
3 jackpots in a 48-hour span.
Said nobody I know ever.
Well, he got a $400,000, a $400,000, and a $200,000. How about that?
Wow.
Same guest. How do you do it? Apparently, there is an epidemic going around in Michigan. Happy Meals, now a couple of them have contained box cutters. Do you want your toy in a Happy Meal to be a box cutter?
No.
This has happened multiple times.
I'd prefer it to.
Yeah. No. We don't need that. Do you like Adele?
She's all right. I don't really list her. I respect her. Big voice.
Apparently she
got in trouble for losing weight.
Yeah, she
Twitter got really mad at her for getting in shape.
Apparently she was wearing Spanx.
Yep.
And she has a jock itch infection that she says is a crude fungal infection she's gotten from Spanx. Do you want to wear Spanx now?
Well, no, but we're familiar with what a jock itch is.
Yeah.
Got too much.
Yeah.
Just came up too much here in the area, in the groin area.
Yeah.
You got to spray that stuff, tenactin or whatever.
Tough actin?
Yeah, maybe put some powder, although I think that's not, I don't think that's a thing anymore, the powder, the talcum powder.
Yeah.
You know, there's ways that you can fight back. Hey, it's hot. You have that. Has she been just walking around a lot in Houston?
Yeah.
Because if you do in Spanx, it's going to be really hot.
Really hot.
You're
going to
get chafed there, and before you know it, yep, itchy.
I feel like I like her less now. I just don't want to know. Why? I just don't want to know about her.
Yeah, why would she put that out there?
I don't know.
Unless she's good point. Why would you tell anybody you have jock itch? Unless you're suing Spanx.
Yeah. She's going out with somebody though, right? She's going out with somebody famous. Yeah, Adele is...
She is.
Yeah.
She is going out with... So this just in, a celebrity is going out with somebody famous?
Yeah, she's with another celebrity.
No, I know. He's... Oh, that's right. Rich Paul.
With...
Rich
not
Paul.
Not RuPaul. Rich Paul.
Rich Paul.
Rich Paul.
Rich Paul, agent. LeBron's guy.
Yeah, the agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still going out with him?
This guy.
Yeah, she is.
17-year-old Toby Addison was kicked out of the gym for staring at women. For staring at a woman working out. Do you think you should be kicked out of gyms if you're staring at a woman in a gym?
How creepy was it?
Well, it really wasn't creepy at all because he's blind.
This is like the women who are taping themselves. I know I've seen these like three times on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then when somebody like is waiting to, they're just kind of standing there waiting. They, oh, do you have a problem? You want to quit looking at me? He's like, I'm waiting to work in and use the, can you, the lady who had her whole light yes. set up and yes. all that, that lady? And the guy came over and smashed all her lights.
So, yeah.
He got, wow. A blind guy got kicked out of the
kicked
gym.
Out. Yeah.
Now, to be fair,
but
was it
hey,
that
Karen,
hard to tell he was blind?
You're a little, I think, step away from the mirror, girl. Dude's blind, okay? He's not staring at you. Okay,
yeah.
So can you...
And even if you're legally blind, you're still not going to be able to... Where you say, well, he's legally blind. He's not full blind. Legally blind, you can't really see.
Right, right, right.
You're not going to be able to make out shapes, which is typically what a guy is going to be staring at.
So would if you're a restaurant, do you feel like you would get more clients to your restaurant if you had a priest there hearing confession? Do you think... That's a lure.
In Italy?
No, in California. Roseville, California.
No, not in California.
Well, it turns out not only, that's probably not great, but they used a fake priest to listen to people's confessions and their sins.
Yeah, that's not great.
Do you feel like maybe you're duping your clients? And, oh, by the way... Should it be against the law to be making people confess their sins to a non-priest?
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, this whole thing sounds a little slimy.
Yeah, that's like...
Doesn't feel like it's a good thing for a restaurant to do. That's just me, though.
Okay, it's not the same, but if you told somebody that you're a proctologist or gynecologist or a urologist...
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm a practicing proctologist.
Right, I work with Adele.
Would that be... Yeah. I mean, you would get in trouble for that. Now, yeah. That's physical stuff. But
right.
You're not supposed to unburden yourself to just some, you know, some guy who surfs part-time and then just did, this is another gig he picked up.
Right, right, right. Did you see, I don't even know if this, has the submarine been found? The one with the three billionaires and the two
and
people?
And my wife said, are you familiar, since you never keep up with news anymore, about the submarine thing? I said, yeah, John brought it up on the air. And John was threatening to kill people.
Did you see how what they used to run the ship?
That's a joystick.
Yeah,
that's a Game Boy.
Yeah, whatever that is, the
that's
controller.
Not Xbox, yeah.
That whatever controller that is, that's what they used. And you wonder why it's lost at sea. They used a $30 Game
it's
Boy
called the Titanic Sub. You want to talk about a jinx name?
The Titanic Sub.
Yeah.
Is missing. No duh.
Oh, look. I can't wait to get on this new plane called the Hindenburg.
And they charge
$250,000
per person. $250,000.
To do what?
To go down and see the to die. That's what they charge them.
A high price to die.
Yep.
What about the menu? Remember how expensive that meal was? You remember how that one was?
Yep.
You see that one, the menu?
This is what they used.
Game
Boy controller.
To be fair, I use these controllers to watch tape.
So, okay. To be fair, I don't want to get on a sub that is using a Game Boy controller for its controls.
I mean,
okay?
Not typically.
That's not what I'm doing. We're done. Paul Galanis next. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk about our Astros win tomorrow.
I hate you, I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude,
Stop chewing on the power cables.
Yeah, what I thought. Minok. Chewing on the power cables. Minok.